This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
Occasionally, I teach a college class that is completely online. Students and I meet in our virtual classroom, and I feel like I get to know how students really think when we work online. But on the other hand, we really know very little about each other. In fact, I found out late one semester that some of my students thought I was a man.
It didn't occur to you to tell students your gender?
No, it didn't occur to me that my name, Denny, might be confusing in that regard. And I realized that I'd been making the same kind of assumptions about students' genders. That led to an online discussion about what we needed to know about each other to do good work together. The list turned out to be surprisingly short.
How can people connect well enough to work together if they have no sense of how the other person looks or sounds?
Good question. At the beginning of the semester, most students don't think it's possible.
And in the end?
Well, by the end of the semester, they claim that they've gotten to know each other better than they would have in a traditional classroom.
I guess they'd have to listen better, since everyone is reading what everyone else is saying.
And online classes overcome shyness. Students tell me that even though they would be too shy to speak up in a regular classroom, they're not at all shy online.
And I can imagine how it helps people who feel self-conscious about their physical appearance.
And it helps prejudiced people from giving in to their prejudice. Race, ethnicity, age, gender, disability, all of these characteristics disappear in an online class.
Can you form real relationships in a virtual world? Open our eyes at ethicallyspeaking.org. There you may also read transcripts and listen to archived broadcasts.
We're Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz. Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.